Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE have released Samoa Joe. Plus, we have an update on Phoenix after his injury on AEW Dynamite. And a New Japan Wrestle Kingdom match goes off script for Friday, January the 1st, 2022. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
So this is NXT. Now you see, I've always made it a point to compete in the hottest promotions in the world. And everywhere I looked and everyone who asked told me one thing. Joe, if you want to do what you want to do, if you want to be with the very best and the most hungry and the most vicious, violent, and excellent pro wrestlers in the world, then you come to NXT. And if tonight is any indication of the competition I can expect, well, rest assured, Joe is happy and Joe is here. So consider this your warning. I am Samoa Joe. I am pro wrestling, and I am now here in NXT.
That was Samoa Joe's NXT debut many, many years ago. And as of last night, it's been reported that Samoa Joe is done with WWE. Now, Fightful Select have done some digging on this one. Samoa Joe was actually released on Wednesday, but the news didn't break until last night. So he was released at the same time as that other batch of releases that we talked about on Wednesday night. Samoa Joe had gravitated into a coaching role with NXT after relinquishing the NXT Championship, and there were no plans for him to make an in-ring return anytime soon. This, many people see, is a further dismantling of the NXT that Triple H built. Quite a few people who Triple H had worked very closely with on NXT have left the company in the past week or so. One higher up within WWE has said that Samoa Joe handled the situation as professionally as possible. And considering the last few years he has had there, that's easier said than done, end quote. Many independent promoters have already reached out to Fightful and other sites to check on Samoa Joe's availability. Samoa Joe has already issued a statement saying, "Extremely fortunate and grateful to all the young and amazing talent I had the pleasure of working with in the past months. Only saddened at the loss of an excuse to see their continued growth and achievement. I'm very excited for the future and mine." This very much is not the last that we will see of Samoa Joe. despite his release from WWE. Another name let go from the company this week, it was revealed yesterday as well, is Gabe Sapolsky. He put out a tweet announcing his WWE departure, saying, "Looks like the end of the road. Thank you, everyone. Love you all." PW Insider and Fightful later confirmed that Sapolsky was released by WWE. He'd been working behind the scenes in NXT since 2018. He began his career as part of ECW and worked with Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, Evolve, and actually was the founder of Evolve Wrestling, I should say. Evolve was sold to WWE in 2020. We don't know what will happen with that brand other than some of the talent being merged in. But Gabe Sapolsky, no longer a part of WWE. Another name let go this week as well. There has been quite some upset behind the scenes in WWE as a result of these releases. On Pro Wrestling Insider, Mike Johnson took a Q&A and was asked what the reaction has been within WWE to those who aren't in danger of being let go. Mike Johnson says the following: "I spoke to a few people who worked within Titan Tower last night and this morning. Many of them are befuddled, to say the least. Some admitted they are angry. Some pointed out that once again, it is not the company it was a few years ago. One even joked that it's Nick Khan's WWE, not Vince McMahon's company at this point, and wondered what happens if Khan ever does fall out of favour, given that the company has been so gutted under Khan's vision, and should his vision ever end, what happens next? And there would be some really awful growing pains in order to shift it to whatever the next gear might be. A lot of the long-time employees are gone, and a lot of people who have migrated over are Nick Khan Knights. No one I spoke to yesterday and today were happy. Many were sad. Many were frustrated. Some don't even know how to guess what might be next." A lot of uncertain times behind the scenes for WWE as we go into 2022.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Some good news from Phoenix following that awful-looking injury on AEW Dynamite. We and many other outlets reported that Phoenix had suffered a broken arm. For all intents and purposes, that was a broken arm that we saw on Phoenix after being chokeslammed through a table on Dynamite. Well, we have an update. Initially, it was an update from the Instagram Republic of Lucha, which is a wrestling merch store that Phoenix and Penta own. And they posted a message saying, "Thank you for the many messages. Phoenix is recovering. There is no fracture. This was fortunately only a dislocation and is now in place. This will only require a few weeks rest to fully recover." Phoenix has also since posted to his social accounts saying he'll spend the next few weeks recovering, saying nobody is at fault for the injury, and lots of love for everybody who reached out to check on him. So Phoenix, incredibly, we thought he would be away for many months with a broken arm. It's a dislocation. He's going to be back by February. Happy days. Major update on Walter's status with WWE. It was announced last night on NXT UK that Walter is going to be moving to NXT 2.0. Next week will be his last stand on NXT UK TV. A farewell match against Nathan Frazier is on the books for him. And then he moves full-time to America. WWE have been very keen to get Walter up to the States for a full-time run. Starting in NXT, no doubt it will lead to something on the main roster as well. But we'll say farewell to Walter on NXT UK next week. And then we'll see him on NXT 2.0 in February. A slight change to Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. Rachel Ellering is out of the Women's Ultimate X match. No details given as to why Rachel Ellering is off the match, but she is being replaced by Alicia Edwards. So that means the Women's Ultimate X match at Hard to Kill now contains Alicia Edwards, Lady Frost, Jordynne Grace, Chelsea Green, Rosemary, and Tasha Steelz. For the first time ever, the Knockouts are being given the Ultimate X match to run wild in. I'm excited to see it. Also, tomorrow night on Impact Hard to Kill, we will see a 10-man hardcore war between Eddie Edwards, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Heath and Rhino, and the Good Brothers and Violent by Design. The Knockouts tag team titles on the line. The Inspiration facing the Influence, Madison Rayne and Tennille Dashwood. We'll see the X Division title on the line with Trey Miguel facing Steve Maclin. The Ring of Honor title being defended for the very first time on Impact Television. Jonathan Gresham, rather, is going to be putting his Ring of Honor championship on the line against Chris Sabin. Josh Alexander faces Jonah in a grudge match between those two. We'll get a Texas Death Match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. Mickey James defending against former champ Deanna Purrazzo. And we have a three-way for the Impact World Championship. Moose defending against Matt Cardona and W. Morrissey. Impact Hard to Kill will be available on Impact Plus tomorrow night. And some news coming out of Wrestle Kingdom. Two major injuries to New Japan stars. Jeff Cobb was injured during night one and night two of Wrestle Kingdom. He hurt his knee on night one in the six-man tag teaming with Will Ospreay and Great O'Khan. And then in his match against Naito on night two, he further exacerbated his knee injury. We don't know yet the nature of the injury or if he will miss any time. Kenta also injured at New Japan Wrestle Kingdom. New Japan putting out a statement saying, after his match on January the 5th in the Tokyo Dome, Kenta has sustained a dislocated left hip, a broken nose, tendon damage to his finger, and severe lacerations to his back. As a result, he will not be cleared to participate at Wrestle Kingdom 16 in Yokohama Arena on Saturday, January the 8th. We apologize to fans who were looking forward to seeing Kenta wrestle, and we appreciate your understanding. Another bit of news to end on from New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom, and it's to do with Shibata's return match. So it was announced that Shibata's match, in order to keep him safe for his first match back, was going to be fought under catch wrestling rules with no strikes allowed. Shibata took the microphone before the match started and declared that the match would now be held under regular pro wrestling rules. This apparently was Shibata going off script before his match with Ren Narita and calling the audible to have a full-on wrestling match instead. Dave Meltzer says, quote, "Everybody was freaking out backstage. Nobody knew what was going on. This includes the main people in the company like Gedo. They didn't know. Nobody essentially knew Shibata was going to go out there and do a real match. He went out there, he told the ref and told the fans that they were going to do a regular match, and they went and did a regular match. He's fine. All is well. He says going forward, he will only have regular wrestling matches. The gloves are very much off for Shibata as he gets back into the swing of things in New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Cultaholic podcast is back today on the podcast feed. Matthew, Jack, and Ross getting together to talk about this bloody week in the wrestling and taking your questions on the mailbag as well. That'll be on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel tonight as well. Staying with the podcast feed, on Sunday, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. You're getting two episodes this week, you lucky thing. I'm really excited to be joined by viral TikTok sensation, Professor Nick Harrison. Now, if the name doesn't ring a bell, if I say that guy who does the wrestling entrances on TikTok, You know who I mean now, don't you?
You know, there are some people who are on social media to try to get famous. There are some people who are on social media who want the attention, who want the fame, who want the spotlight, who want the blue check mark. I didn't get on there for that. I got on social media because, you know, there were people. I didn't get on TikTok for that. I got on TikTok because I wanted to be able to entertain people, because that's something that I've always felt, you know, drawn to doing. It's, you know, that's me walking in my purpose. And if I can kind of connect with them through that and let them know that there's somebody out there who loves them, who appreciates them, who thinks the world of them, then that is something that I'm going to continue to do, because there are way too many people in this world right now who don't hear that on a regular basis, who aren't told that they are loved, who aren't told that they are appreciated, who aren't told that they mean something to someone else. And that's a large portion of why I do what I do, is to be able to connect with people who love wrestling, who love music, who love comedy, who love God. That's who I am, and that's what I always do, and that's what I'm going to continue.
Desert Island Graps with Professor Nick Harrison on the Cultaholic podcast feed on Sunday. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.